I'm lost in all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities. I look like all you need. One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities. I look like all you need.
This is Sam.
This is Layla.
On Emotion and Motion Sickness, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tusk Free Form Radio.
Welcome back.
It's a wrap up to Marathon Monday. Now it's just a...
Oh my God. Did you do anything?
No.
Yeah, me neither. I sat and I wrote my essay all day. It was really sad, to be honest. I was like... My dad told me he went to law school in Boston. He was like, oh yeah, like... I went to the marathon. Well, he went to BU, to be fair, so they're, like, right there.
Yeah.
For like, us, it's a little bit of a hike.
You have to travel.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, if I didn't have this essay, I think I would have gotten myself to go. Just for, like, the Boston
of it all. Vibes.
Exactly.
But I feel like, I don't know, like, being on, like, my building in New York is, like, right on mile 16, like, right on First Avenue, where all the runners run past on our marathon Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, the difference of it.
Right.
Like, the fact that, I can't look out my window and see...
I know. Like, it's like, I don't want to travel. It was also pouring.
Oh, my God. It was so disgusting out today.
Yeah. So, I was trying to just, like, convince myself that I was in the better position writing my essay in the library, but...
Yes.
I definitely was not. Next year.
It was groggy. Yeah. I just felt, like, gross.
Yeah,
in the words
was
of my mom, it was a good day to take a nap.
True. And I did not. And I should have. Like, I... Mm-mm.
Okay. Do you want to tell our audience what today's theme is?
Oh my God. Okay, so last week we had that beautiful weather and Sam and I were inspired to have a little summer action, but we created an alternative playlist option that we will be playing today.
Yes.
Which is our little EDM emotional motion sickness day.
EDMs.
I don't know. Session. EDMs. I listen to a lot of like dance pop EDM.
You're on an EDM kick.
Oh, well, No, the EDM kick has been real. I was on it like senior year because I was just such a like, oh my God, like I'm in school, like I don't need to do anything. Like I was really just listening to my dance pop and and driving my car, and that's all I really did. But yeah, so this is a collection of some of that music that I was listening to, some of Sam's picks.
Yeah,
got a little bit of it all.
I feel like it's like the kind of overpowered by Calvin Harris, however.
I mean,
but understandable. He's him.
Have you seen the videos?
Coachella?
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking, well, we'll get to that. Maybe we'll get to that on another talking break. But
stories
if you haven't seen the Calvin Harris videos, it looks like so much fun.
I know.
I'm really jealous.
It's a little bit of a contrast to the Frank Ocean set.
In the fact that it happened.
Anyways, next up we have is Baddest of Them All, BOTA, by
Love.
Eliza Rose. I think TikTok made that song popular.
I'm sure. Like, that's, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Anyways, I think they gotta hear it now.
They gotta know.
Right. We'll be right back.
Do all the high class what I would do to take away this fear of being loved, allegiance to the pain. Now I fucked up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like you. I would give anything to change this fickle-minded heart that lost fake shiny things. Now I fucked up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like you. I'm only human, can't you see? I made a mistake. Please just look me in my face. Tell me everything's okay. 'Cause I got it.
That was our favorite song right now. Never Be Like You by Flume featuring Kai.
So true.
Yesterday, I was playing this on my shower speaker, and I come out of the bathroom, and Layla's there. She goes, I knew it was you.
Literally, like, who else would it have been? Like, true. It was simple to deduce.
True.
I was loving it, though. I was washing my face, and I was just enjoying it.
Today, I, like, came out of the bathroom after playing Bags by Clairo, and, like, it was, like, one of the girls, like, brushing her teeth, and I was just like...
She's like, do you need help?
No, literally. Anyways, Never Be Like You by Flume. Literally, I heard it at a birthday party in middle school, and my life has never been the same.
I love it.
Literally, such a good song. And it's one of those where it's, like, I listen to it, like... excessively, and then I like stop, and mm-hmm. then it's like once I like find it again, I'm like
obsessed. It's just as good.
Yeah,
so good.
Next one is, oh, it's a little prelude to a future weekend.
Flo.
Yes, Flo Rida. I Cry by Flo Rida.
Love it. I'm actually so hyped for Flo.
I know. I am too. But if he didn't perform at other colleges, I would be more excited.
That's fair. Well, no, yeah. He seems to be on, like, the college circuit right now.
Yeah. I think, like, last year was who? Like, Amina and Dominic Fike were on the college circuit. This year, it's Flo Rida.
And, like, Sean Kingston? There's someone who I know is performing at, like, Vanderbilt, I think. And I heard of them performing at other places, too. It's, like, a lot of, I guess, like, 2000s people, or even people who, like, were relevant, like, a couple years ago.
Harvard just had Yard Fest, and they had the guy who sings We. And Don't Tell Him.
Yeah, so, Jeremiah.
Yeah, they
have yeah, that's like, it's like a couple songs, and you're like, okay, cool, love. Yeah. And then you're like, okay. But the thing is, for Flo Rida, I can name like 10 songs off the top of my head. Like, are you kidding me? Wild Ones, now I'm going to embarrass myself. I Cry, is Club Can't Handle Me?
Yes.
Okay. Whistle, Right Round, I Don't Like It, I Love It, the one that Sia sings.
Wild Ones.
Oh,
I played that on my sub slot earlier.
Okay, well, that's 6, and I could keep going. Like, I promise there's other ones. So, like, it'll
good
be...
Good feeling.
Yeah, literally. So, like, it'll be a banger.
You know, I saw Flo Rida on the beach at Bahamar.
Did you say hello?
Okay, he was, like, had his bodyguards. He had his, like, bodyguard, and then, like, all these ladies around him. And, like, it's me and my parents. We were sitting in these chairs, right? And then next to us were, like, these, like, at Casabella type, like, beds.
Okay,
like,
okay.
The turtle shell shade.
Yeah.
And then we're, like, why is it such a big deal? And then all of a sudden we just see on the back, like, he has a back tattoo that says Flo Rida.
No.
So then we were like, that's
on his back. That is,
yes,
it's because people don't know who he is when he's on the beach, and he needs everyone to know. Wait, that's crazy. Also, the women being around him, I didn't know that he was still popping off like that.
No, literally. And then I remember the night before, my mom and I walked past the hotel lobby bar, and she was like, my mom was just, like, kind of confused. She was like, why is there a bunch of women, like, around this, like, one guy? And then she saw them again as we were sitting next to them on the beach. And then, like, his back was turned towards us. And there was his back, Flo Rida back tattooed. I'm like, Mom, like, that's literally Flo Rida.
Flo.
Sitting next to us.
That's so funny.
In the middle of August at Bahamar.
Bruh. Place to be.
It was honestly, like, wild. And then they went to the water park, right? And our hotel, like, faced the water park. I watched Flo Rida go down the slide.
That's so silly.
I was going through my camera roll the other day, and it was literally like me taking a video of Flo Rida exiting the premises. I was like, there he is. There is him. He is him.
He's him.
Anyway.
All right. Flow it up.
Flow it up. Wait. All right, hold up.
Know you wanna get behind the wheel, but only one rider. I just feel got me swimming like a diver. Can't let go, I got fans in Okinawa. My heart to Japan, quake, losers and survivors. Norway, no, you didn't get my flowers. No way to say it better, but the killer was a coward. Face just showered, a minute in the hour. Heard about the news, whole day went sour. Bitter moments got me feeling like a lemon head. Put you in the box, just as poison as a cigarette. Sick of my regards, but regardless, I get arrested. Ain't worried about the killers, just a young and restless. Get mad, cause a $250,000 on my necklace. Do you why I never said I was driving reckless? You and I know the jealousy is not impressive. Oh no, I can't stop, I was destined.
feather outfit all in it. Cause the press tell it all, get a meal ticket. Clean necks, get the call, just a little visit. Sacrifice just to make a hill still vivid. Reality, see when you're blessed, just kill critics. Bugatti never been them rich, just God fearing. Look at me staring, got the blood staring. Got a good feeling, best of my caring. Tell it's Billie Jean, I'm on another planet. Thank class, big Chuck, elite Prince parents. By my mama chandeliers, I'm in tears, damn it. 30 years, you'd have thought these emotions vanished. Try to live, trying to figure how your sister vanished. No cheers, I know you would have panicked.
Keep on waking without the woman next to me. Guilt is burning, inside I'm hurting. This ain't a feeling I can keep. So blame it on the night. Don't blame it on me. Don't blame it on me. Blame it on the night. Don't blame it on me. Don't blame it on me. Blame it on the night.
Better this time. Sugar, how you get so fly?
All right, that was Sugar by Robin Schulz. I think that was your selection.
It was indeed.
That was honestly one of my jams in middle school.
I love that song. And the original like sample that from, also a banger.
What is the original sample?
It's called Sugar Sugar. I'll play it at some point. It's like a rap song, but like it's like very chill rap.
Got it. Yeah, and I think it's one of my like first like songs ever on this Spotify account. Because my new thing, because we were discussing just like rouletting our liked songs and just like broadcasting what comes up, but we'll save that for like another time, maybe next year.
Yeah,
because there's only oh so many M shows left in the semester.
I don't even know what's on my like songs. I think it's just like albums that I accidentally clicked the like button on. Now every song from that album is on
my
like.
They actually got rid of that after like 2019.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
So what the flip? Hold on.
Yeah, because that's what mine looks like up to like 2019.
Wait.
Like, I think the last actual, like, liked album. Oh, my album, God.
So true. I only have one liked song now. Huh.
Like, my only actual... The last liked album I have that had liked all the songs was Igor. And that's the last. That and Where We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?
Mm-hmm.
Are the last two albums where all the songs are liked. And then, like, there was some things. Anyways. As we reach almost the, like, three quarter, I don't know, four out of, I don't even know. I'm not going to do fractions. Layla has a PSA for you all.
I do, if anyone was wondering. I've got some numbers to think about, folks. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending.
Wow.
A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow.
That's like the shortest PSA I've ever done.
I know. I think we're going today for like things that won't be mouthfuls to us. Like today, I did a sub slot earlier without DJ Layla's presence.
Guys.
It's a little sad. When I'm here alone, I like, there's like a void sitting across from me. And it's just like, who, like,
Where is she?
And, but like, I don't know. I just like sort of just like chill without your presence.
I would just really like music it up.
No, that's literally like mine. Like our songs for our playlist right now is like 48 minutes. Those are like 57.
Yeah.
So it's just like, hey, like, all right, this is it. Yeah.
That's it.
But yeah. Our next song is another one of your choices.
Oh.
Give Me Your Love by Sagala featuring John Newman and Nile Rodgers.
This is fun. So John Newman, I'm pretty sure, is the guy who just sang...
Love Me Again.
Yeah.
I've been bumping.
He did Love Me Again, but he also just did Blame It that we did. Like, Blame It on
Yeah, yeah, he did.
So he's, like, king of the EDM era. I don't know what he's up to now. Gotta look it up. Because, like, where did he go?
I like, if we have time, I want to play Love Me Again.
Yeah.
Because, I listened to that song and then I was like, oh my God, like a very distinct memory, like just like came out of thin air and I was like, oh my God.
John Newman, you've done it again.
The man.
And then he never did it again. I don't know where he went. Anyways.
He's probably still successful, honestly.
I mean, he's probably still racking in money from these songs because like, for who's listening? Us.
We are
listening.
Anyways.
All right.
They gotta listen to it.
Enjoy.
Hold up.
I may be selfish, but I take your pain. When you get weak, I'll make you strong again. When all is lost, I will comfort you. So give me your love, I need it. Give me your heart, I'm bleeding. Give me your love, I need it. Oh yeah. Give me your love, I need it, oh yeah.
won't you give me your love?
Close to you right now, it's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love bars down on me, surround me like a waterfall. And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now. Right now.
there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Put you through this, I can tell. We can
That was Middle by DJ Snake and Bipolar Sunshine. Another middle school.
Another 2016 classique.
Yeah, it came out in 2016. And then before that was another 2017 classic, Lush Life by Zara Larsson.
Mm.
Very...
very Bath & Body Works Instagram account audio.
Off air, we were talking about our Bath & Body Works era.
Yeah, guys, it happened. Sorry to our parents.
Who spent money on
literally the biggest waste of money, I think, of all time.
In retrospective, like, it was a waste of money. But at the time, it was the great investment.
Oh, it was everything. It's also like, at least we were having fun and exactly. We were being very creative. The video editing, I will say, if I wasn't like doing something, I think, with it, my parents would have been like, no, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. You're not going to buy your 50th lip balm just to have. But like, yeah, making the videos and stuff, they were like, okay, at least she's like occupying her time.
Like, it was like a fun process.
No, it really was. I honestly miss like having something. Like a little fun hobby.
I also missed the Bath & Body Works, like the ones that would like accumulate like 100K followers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like most of them actually, they lived in Rockland County.
I know they did. Quinn and
Cameron
and
Nicole.
Yeah. They all like knew each other.
Yeah.
It was like, why are you, what?
And I remember there was another girl, Tal, I think her name was.
I'm sure I would recognize if I like.
I don't remember, but I was here for it. I was here for all the like accounts and the groupies.
No, and I was a groupie.
And that's my new term now, because my parents started using the word groupies.
I love that.
So groupies.
Thank you to all of our WMFO groupies out there. We too are WMFO groupies.
That's very true.
To be honest with you, we're trying to be here as much as possible. So
that word and stan are used in my vocabulary now interchangeably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Both of those words.
I love it.
It's about closing time.
Yes, I think this is the last time we're gonna be speaking at you guys tonight.
So we have Love Me Again by John Newman again.
He strikes again. Okay,
surprise. I was literally telling Layla, like, just like distinct memories.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of a sudden I was like transported to like 2019 on my roof with my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, because I remember she was like, play this song, and then I was like, oh, I remember this song.
John.
Yeah,
John.
He done it again.
John Newman.
And doing it flawlessly.
Thank you. And what do we have last? If we get to it.
Take Me Home by Cash Cash and BB REXA.
Okay, no promises that you're going to hear that song, but we will try our darndest.
Yes. That song, it was the last song, it was the closing song played at a bat mitzvah when I was in middle school as well. And I don't know, it just hit home.
The days.
Yes, the days of bat mitzvahs in
New York. Some of the best
times of my life.
Yeah, literally some of the best organized events that I have ever been to.
I honestly think I haven't partied harder than I did in middle school.
No I haven't.
Like, genuinely,
you go home feeling like literally like ill after those things, because you ingested like five candy? Shirley Temples, candy, ice cream, they had a cake, they had,
oh my God,
chicken tenders, fries, like, you are ill, but you danced.
Oh yeah,
but you danced.
And the socks, I have the sock collection
and the merch.
Oh, the merch.
Did they have a zip up sweatshirt? Did they have the
quarter
hoodie
zip.
The quarter
and
zip.
Then the free shirts they hand out on the dance
floor. I'm saying
floor,
gift card,
bucket hat.
I'm saying
everything under the sun. And I still sometimes wear them.
Oh yeah, I think I threw away all but two just because